Hello, it's Notes from the Underground on Sunday, October 16th, 2005. We have Space Mountain. We can say it's Wednesday, but it's actually being recorded on Sunday. All right, here we go with some music and maybe some interviewing. Cheerio.
Remember the look of the sky. good.
Hi.
Hey, you guys, can you guys, want to introduce yourselves? So over here on drums, right, we got...
Hi, my name's Andrew. On drums. I'm from the future.
I'm Chris. I am also from the band Space Mountain.
I'm Dina. I sing. I play the bass guitar.
So how'd you guys find each other? You and Chris been playing since 2003?
2002, even, I would go so far as to say.
I find I'm usually off by about a year on that stuff.
That's cool. I wasn't entirely sure that I was remembering it right, but you said it first. Yes, 2002.
And were you guys like just like, hey, let's write some music? Were you guys friends before, or how did that relationship start?
We met, and I had written a bunch of songs, and I wanted to work with Chris because he also writes these other songs that aren't the Space Mountain songs that are great. And I heard one of them. He recorded one of them. It's a song called Pure Life. And I listened to it like 400,000 times in a row and wanted to work with him. And so we started writing stuff together, and Chris started adding all these parts and things like that. And then we also were recording his song simultaneously, alternately.
So you guys were just supporting each other's solo projects at first, and then you started writing together, or is that...
We were in the woods.
We were in the woods.
Up in
where at?
Up in the Catskills in New York, in a log cabin, like total Evil Dead style.
Uh-huh.
So we were had really nothing else to do but work on music. So it was kind of cool.
And so I assume you moved out to the mountains to do that, or did you guys start out there?
We went to the mountains specifically to record music.
Yeah.
My cousins have a cabin. It's gone now. Well, it's not gone. The cabin's not gone. It's still there, but somebody else owns it. And we went there. We'd actually only hung out, I think it was like 4 or 5 times. And then we went and spent 6 weeks in a cabin recording 24 hours a day. And then we went to some other cabins, other places too.
That's like a pretty popular way of for musicians to like get something done, is to go like really far away. And
yeah, I can't do anything in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I mean, I can totally go to the bank and the supermarket like crazy.
So you guys have just been, you picked up Andrew and you started touring, or how did that?
Andrew's a recent addition.
No, well, like I said, I'm from the future. I've been in this band since 2018.
No, we had some other drummers. It started off with just Chris actually doing everything other than playing the bass and singing, which are the things that I do. Chris was playing drums and doing drum programming, uh-huh, and playing all the other instruments.
So you found Andrew somewhere in the future, and now he's crashing on your couch?
Uh-oh. Yes, he is.
If there's any listeners in Los Angeles, I am looking for rent a room.
For a rent. In the future, they leave out a bunch of words.
That's sometimes funny, because now you were telling me before that you were from Modesto. Is that like a futuristic city, or?
Well, no, it's still Modesto is and shall be.
Oh God, please don't let the future be Modesto.
So you're not commuting from Modesto. I mean, you guys are touring right now, right? You guys?
Yeah,
are,
we've been touring.
I've made the move to LA.
Playing at, like, I heard you say Spaceland and...
Yes, we had our record release party.
CineSpace, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
And CineSpace, where we had our video premiere party.
Oh, that's right. You guys just had... I saw that on your website. Your video is about to... Or your video just came out.
Yeah.
It says on the website it's about to come out.
Are we pretending it's Wednesday?
It's too late.
No, after. Yeah, so it'll be... Right, exactly.
You're
so last night you guys had your video premiere party.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Oh my God.
I caught on fire, but luckily there was a whole troop of firemen. Large hoses.
That's good. I'm glad that you're okay to play today after all that.
Yeah, you know, it's cool. They say my eyebrows will grow back.
So
that's directly lifted, the whole eyebrows not growing back from the movie that we saw last night. Which I loved and Andrew hated.
What movie was that?
Oh, wait, we didn't go see a movie last night. We played our video premiere show. My name is Domino Harvey. I'm a bounty hunter. I am a bounty hunter.
So, you guys just released a record. How? When was this?
September 6th.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Right, and that, and you, like, personally painted a, like 200 of them or something, right?
I did personally paint 200 of them, but then we actually... Yeah, those are gone. Those are sold out. They're numbered. They're going to be worth millions.
Yeah, people are going to be selling those on eBay.
Yeah.
And you guys
I don't know, though.
Huge.
They probably won't because they're gonna be so close to their hearts. Right.
I have one if someone wants to buy mine.
So were they all painted exactly the same or a little bit
different? Yeah, they're all painted pink, and then they had these little square things that were a photograph that were shellacked over, mm-hmm. and then I hand-numbered them and signed them.
You guys spelled mountain weird.
It's M-T-N. Mountain is spelled M-T-N.
Yes, space. It's the abbreviation for mountain.
There are no vowels.
Take out
vowels.
There are no vowels. That's a great idea.
Think of the time you'll save by not having to add those vowels.
It's actually not so far from the truth because, you know, with text messaging and everything, right. like your is YR or whatever, right, right. you know?
Yeah. So in the future, there are no vowels.
So we should change the name to Space Mountain spelled S-P-C-M-T-N.
Spismundu.
Spismundu. Wait, so by the time this thing goes, the video will be live on your website and people can go to spacemtn.com
yeah.
to check out the new video
yeah,
and to download most of these songs.
Not or not download, download them, but stream them.
Uh-huh.
And right. then if they wanted to download them, they could do that
from
iTunes.
They can mosey on over to iTunes.
Or they could buy the CD and then I would personally send it to them in the mail. In a cute little envelope with Japanese tape, sealing it shut. Tape, Megan. I found the roll of yellow tape.
Can I ask one more question? Because some, you know, like there's some bands that are out there that are putting everything up there for download, and then there's other bands that have it streaming, and some bands that don't like do any of that. Do you guys have like a? I mean, what's your perception of the way the industry is shaping up? Because there's a lot of you know, it's like things like podcasts and downloadable music and file sharing, it's really stirring things up. And the big guys are having a hard time, good artists because they can do better a lot of times by alone or under smaller labels.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
Well, we have them to stream, but you know, if you're really fancy and you want to figure out how to download them, you probably can't. I don't know why I can't say download. It's because I don't believe it. No. Because
you're not using the vowels properly.
Oh, yeah. In the future, we can't speak. Oh, yes. I think it's nicer if you buy the record from the little band that works really hard and is very poor and right. puts all their money into making the record. And one of the things that we did is we got really cool artists to do art, and the booklet inside the cover is really cool and stuff. So hopefully people want to have it because of those things. I always like to actually buy CDs because uh-huh. I like to have the art and look at it and hold it in my hand and touch it. Love it.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, the other day I was at my friend's house and her friend called and she said, oh, I'm hanging out with Dina. And her friend was at our last show. And her friend, I guess, on the phone said, oh, I really wanted to get the CD that night and I didn't have any money with me. And my friend said, oh, I'll burn you a copy. And I just looked at her and then she looked at me and I was like, hello? Hello? In the room with the artist? I'll burn you a copy? I've been like your friend since high school. She was like, oh, I didn't even think of it. So it's just a thing. Everybody copies CDs.
Yeah, but we always did that. When you had, I remember like, do you remember records?
Yeah, I have a bunch right there.
So like records, you would put them on a cassette, right? Or you pull stuff off the radio. So it's kind of the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing.
But if you wanted the artwork and the cool, you know, because the record, you know, back then, the actual cover was the video. Right. So, you know, that was a whole package, but... I don't know. What does the future hold, Andrew, for this whole thing? You are from the future.
It's an interesting question. I really don't think I should lay it out for you guys.
Because maybe...
Because it will alter the future if you tell us now?
It involves things that scientifically you wouldn't understand yet.
Have you guys been selling a lot on iTunes? Are you selling more on iTunes than you are regular, or is that working? Or I don't know.
We have a distributor. It's not just the 200 CDs out of my living room. We have a real distributor. I have no idea.
So it's a
what's
label.
Going on.
Is it a distribution label, or is it a?
It's a distribution company through a label. It's essentially all still just us, but I just don't have any idea how many are selling or where they are or how
many
people are buying.
But most of them are
coming
out of just people buying them after your shows then? Or
The only ones that I'm actually aware of are when people actually physically buy it from me and I hand it to them or mail it to them.
Right.
But I know from what people tell me that other people are out there buying them in stores and downloading them from iTunes. I just don't actually know if a lot of people are or four people.
Cool.
It's four or a lot. Those are the two possibilities.
Awesome.
I know that they don't have a record in Amoeba. Did you know that, Megan? Andrew went into Amoeba 2 days ago and they don't have a record there. Yeah. So, you know, it's awesome having distribution.
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, we can get your name out there. So,
yeah,
you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mitch.
Yeah,
do you have a fake radio name?
No.
Okay. Everyone we've done radio shows with, they have
If you were me and I was you and we could see completely through the lies, the creeps, the hell, the pain we'd see, we were the same.
This is the song. This is the song that the video is for, the brand new video. It's called O. Should we play it?
Gosh, OG, it's a struggle. Gosh, OG, it's a bitch. it sucks. Boy, oh boy, I love you. Boy, oh boy, I'm fucked.
Also in life, you know?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a metaphor for life.
It's kind of the way things work.